General David Petraeus will deliver his progress report on Iraq next month. It has become one of the most highly anticipated assessments of the war. But over the past few weeks, the White House and the Pentagon have carefully started to lay the foundation for the theme of the report, and the theme is based on a familiar word, progress. NPR's Guy Raz has the story.
Here's a sample of what the White House, military commanders, and influential analysts have been saying about Iraq over the past 4 weeks.
Our new strategy is delivering good results, and our commanders recently reported more good news.
Security across Iraq is generally improving. Iraqis are feeling it, and they feel a sense the tide is turning.
There's so much positive momentum on the battlefield that it makes sense not to give up while we are starting to make progress.
That was President Bush, Lieutenant General Ray Odierno, the number two commander in Iraq, and military analyst Michael O'Hanlon, just three examples of a growing consensus among policymakers in Washington. The notion of progress, a word out of vogue for a while, is also making a comeback here in the nation's capital. General Odierno spoke to Pentagon reporters last week, saying the situation in Iraq is complex.
But overall, we continue to make steady progress.
The message is part of a concerted White House and Pentagon effort to preempt any serious political opposition to the idea of extending the troop surge. So, for example, late last month, General Petraeus invited a group of influential Washington analysts and writers to Iraq, where they were briefed by top military and political officials. They were also given access to classified information. Among them was Michael O'Hanlon, a military expert at the center-left Brookings Institution. O'Hanlon's often described as a moderate Democrat. He came back from his 8-day trip and penned an opinion article with another colleague, Ken Pollack, in the New York Times. The article cited security progress in Iraq and called on Congress to back an extension of the troop surge.
And the most earth-shattering policy recommendation we had in the article was to finish by saying, let's give this into 2008, which is not a particularly radical statement since it's almost certain to be the default anyhow.
This position has become the default, at least among influential Washington pundits and analysts, and a big part of it has to do with the O'Hanlon-Pollack article. The White House distributed the piece via email under the heading, A Potentially Climate-Changing Article. The email referred to O'Hanlon and Pollack as left-wing critics of the war, which is not entirely accurate. Both men supported the invasion and the recent troop surge. And now, a few weeks since the O'Hanlon-Pollack article, polls suggest a growing number of Americans are willing to see the troop surge extend through next April. And this is precisely what General Petraeus will be asking for when he delivers his report to Congress next month. According to one source close to the general staff, quote, Petraeus doesn't have to sell Congress on an extension. He's already sealed the deal. Meanwhile, the White House has indicated that it will write the report Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker deliver to Congress, even though just a few weeks ago, the president didn't seem to give that impression.
I'm going to wait to see what David has to say. I'm not going to prejudge what he may say. I trust David Petraeus's judgment.
Paul Hughes, who's a retired Army colonel and now with the U.S. Institute of Peace, argues that a report penned by the White House will only undermine its credibility.
For them to be writing this report is going to diminish whatever ground truth that General Petraeus or Ambassador Crocker have put into their reports.
The White House says the report will be delivered on either the 11th or 12th of September. General Petraeus has until the 15th to deliver the report to Congress. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.